This is the WBAA Art Spotlight. I'm Greg Kostrava. With me is Scott Pizzera with Friends of Jam. April is Jazz Appreciation Month, and there are lots of events at the Knickerbocker Saloon in downtown Lafayette throughout the month of April. Scott's here to talk about Friends of Jam, Jazz Appreciation Month, and the state of jazz in Greater Lafayette. Great to have you here.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Let's talk about Jazz Appreciation Month to begin with. It's not just a local thing. It's a national event that takes place every April.
Correct. Right. Yeah, it was started in 2001 by curator Dr. John Hassey at the Smithsonian. The Jazz Appreciation Month is, you know, originally intended to, you know, encourage musicians, radio stations, concert halls, and more local facilities to help promote jazz to the public. You know, it's a truly American art form and one that we'd like to see continue on beyond even the month of April, not just every April, but year round. Every year they do a theme. The theme this year is going to be Jazz Alchemy, A Love Supreme, which is a tribute to one of John Coltrane's most successful recordings, which is A Love Supreme. The band that we've put together that'll be playing at the Knickerbocker every Wednesday in April will be featuring some of John Coltrane's compositions, along with having audience members and people from the community sitting in and playing with one another, as well as the high-level quality musicians that are going to be helping to back the house band at the Knickerbocker.
Now, you've been a part of Jazz Appreciation Month in this area for a number of years. Tell me about how it's developed over time. Is it just a group of jazz players kind of getting together and piggybacking off this idea, or was there something else going on?
I think initially, the local version of this, I'll say, was spearheaded by Brent Laidler, guitar player and a horn repairman here in Lafayette. And he's been doing about maybe 6 or 7 years. I've been doing it, hosting or emceeing the jam sessions at the Knickerbocker for the past 4 or 5 years. And what happens is we try and get, you know, a core group of musicians together, usually a piano player, bass player, sometimes a horn player, a guitar player, and a drummer. So we have, you know, one of each of a typical instrument represented. So, you know, the people maybe who aren't as accomplished players in town want to get to come and play with some better players. I mean, that's one of the things that the jam sessions really does, is to kind of help people who are interested in playing this music develop. And one of the best ways to do that is to play with people who can help lift you up. So we try and provide that opportunity. Sometimes we have whole bands or ensembles of guys that will come in and, you know, want to showcase their own unit and not use any of the house band. And that's fine, too. I know last year we had Bill Kissinger brought his trombone quintet out, and it was just 5 trombones. It was one of the hits of one of the nights we had. It was a really interesting, you know, unique ensemble, and we didn't have to help them out at all. They were wonderful. So each week there could be a whole different crew of people that show up and that want to make music. The jazz is so broad that it, you know, it can go from a trombone quintet to even just a singer and a guitar player maybe just doing a duet. One of the misnomers I think a lot of people in this area have is they don't realize the level of musicians that we have that live in this area. One of the things a lot of people will think, they need to hire a band from Indy or Chicago. And what they don't realize is that when they hire band leaders from those towns, they pick up the local musicians anyway to come play the events here in town. So I think it's also a good way to showcase the high level of talent that we do have in the area. Whether you play an instrument or not, we hope people can just come out and support the live music scene at the Knickerbocker. So that's, you know, Wednesdays from 8 to 11. They're going to be offering food from Professor Joe's, which is affiliated with the Knickerbocker Saloon now. So this will be the first year that actually people can come and eat as well as drink and enjoy the music. So we're looking forward to adding that this year.
Yeah, it sounds like that would add a whole new level of interest.
Definitely.
Among
yeah.
people, and maybe some younger people too. That
absolutely, yeah. And, you know, one of the things that has been, you were mentioning, you know, how's it grown? Definitely over the past couple of years, we've had more and more students from the Purdue jazz ensembles coming over, at least the ones that are 21 or over, to come and sit in. And it's been really nice to have these guys have the opportunity to come and play and stretch out and play the music that they love to do. Because there's really not a whole lot of opportunities to do that around here other than in April.
I guess I was thinking younger people, but it is a bar and you can't have people under 21.
Right, yeah. So that's definitely something that's a little different this year. In the past couple of years, it was co-hosted at other venues in town where we tried to make sure it was available for younger enthusiasts who, you know, were interested in hearing or participating or seeing jazz maybe for the first time. And we're hoping to get back to there in the next couple of years. You know, we're trying to get the community more aware of what's happening, and knock on some doors and try and get some people to help fund, you know, so we can pay the musicians to come and play and do these events and maybe get back to doing clinics and featuring high school bands and younger performers as well, because that's one of the things that's not helping, you know, to develop this art form, is people don't have access to it until they become 21, and maybe by then it's too late.
I'm talking with Scott Pizzera. He's with Friends of Jam. He's hosting the Jam Sessions, some wonderful jazz each Wednesday evening at the Knickerbocker throughout the month of April. April is Jazz Appreciation Month. Is there a website that people can go to for more information about these jam sessions, or just kind of show up at the Knickerbocker?
Well, the only thing we have going that relates specifically to what we have going on in Lafayette is a Facebook page for Jazz Appreciation Month. So they certainly could check on Facebook to see the page, which we keep updating there. But other than that, if anybody had any questions or comments, they could call 765-351-2277, which conveniently is 765-351-BASE. And I'd be happy to talk with you and give you information about the sessions, which are 8 to 11 every the five Wednesdays of April this year. Or they can email me at scottpazera@yahoo.com, which is scottpazera@yahoo.com.
So if you enjoy jazz or want to just try your hand at it with some terrific seasoned musicians, you can go to the Knickerbocker each Wednesday in April, beginning tonight, for Jazz Appreciation Month. And Scott Pizzera is the host of these jam sessions. And thanks, Scott, for bringing your information about your group in. It's a wonderful organization. We're happy to be a part of it here at WBAA.
Yeah, thanks for having me out and shining light on this.
More information about arts events in our area is available at the WBAA website. Just go to our events calendar. For WBAA's Art Spotlight, I'm Greg Kostroba.